The Denny Schaefer Show.
Yeah.
On Q105.
Welcome back, Denny and the Girls, hanging out with you on a Monday. It's Q105. Rain developing this afternoon with a high of 68. They say we could get a lot of it, too, by the way. And then tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of only 53. Are we still at 63? Yes, we're still at 63 at the Cumulus Compound. Play along with a call or a text. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. Paul's video was hilarious. That's Will. Michigan fan Monica. Thanks, Will. Oh, I feel bad for Rob. Good point about the Ohio playoff game. I feel a little bit better. Yeah, when the Ohio State fans start spouting it because Michigan stunk it up, everybody knew. Like, my father-in-law was giving me crap Sunday at brunch after church. And I'm like, he's like, where's all your tears? I'm like, what are you talking about? Tears. Your tears. And I said, you mean like when you lost to Clemson 31-0? That was the end of it. No more comments. You know, when you expect your team to lose and they lose, where's the shock? Where's the shock in that? There's no shock.
Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, up until the last 5 minutes, and then I started doing other stuff.
You have more endurance than I do. I just can't. Yeah. I get too frustrated. I can't do it.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go, people. Let's see. That's something about Larry Sykes. What is it today? He's going to
today
court?
He appears in court. Yes.
To get a continuance or something, I'm sure.
What food did Paul get if Panda Express was closed? He didn't get any food. They shut him down.
Yep.
He got nothing.
Plan B. No plan B.
Yeah, so where'd
just
you go,
went
Paul?
Home with the great sadness.
McDonald's for French fries.
Oh, there you go.
That just was fries. Her plan B. That was for the girl. All right. Speaking of getting your tubes cleaned out, Trisha, how did your colonoscopy go?
Oh, well.
Trisha had a colonoscopy on Friday, everybody. we share everything with you guys. Mm-hmm. Everything,
we
seriously.
Do. It's true.
It's what we do.
It was nice picking the Browns in the bathroom with you. I was doing my football picks.
So I knew you were. I knew you were in there. You could tell you were in the bed. She was on the can doing her poop duty, getting all cleaned out for her colonoscopy.
And I did a very good job. Thank you very much.
Well, there's
nice and clear.
All right. I don't want to burst your
bubble.
Okay.
It's all good.
I don't want to burst your bubble. The stuff that you drink does the job. It's not you.
I like to take credit for whatever I can.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit. If I can contribute in any way.
Did they find any polyps or any issues?
They did, and I got to watch and snip one. It was cool.
Wait a minute. You're awake?
Uh-huh. I was awake.
They did not give you enough sleepy time medicine.
I didn't hurt. It didn't bother me. I just watched the whole procedure. It was very cool. I told them to take a left here. You know,
take a left.
Sharp right over there.
Did they have to use GPS?
No.
Don't mind the stuff
colon?
You stored
strangely, I don't think they did.
It's very bizarre.
Got through my colon like a triptych, just like that, baby.
Nice. AAA helped.
Yep.
God love
them. It was good.
Well, good. We're glad you're healthy.
Yeah, all is well.
All right, so big story over the weekend, probably the big viral story over the weekend, is Playboy is getting its first transgender playmate. Oh, no, the world is over! Apparently, this is the issue that celebrates Hugh Hefner's life. Because he was a big LGBTQBT-you-know-me guy. And the November-December issue is a 100-page tribute to Hugh. And the centerfold is a model named Inez Rao. And she is naked in the magazine. She's transgender. And she's not the first one in there. Actually, I guess she was in there a few years ago. But the first transgender woman, I remember when this happened because it freaked everybody out. was an actress named Caroline Cossey, who posed for the issue back in 81. She was in the Bond flick For Your Eyes Only, and she was outed by a tabloid a year later that she was transgender. Yeah. So it's got a bunch of people all fired up about, you know, transgender. Okay, first off, if you're a guy, all right, and you have the Playboy magazine sitting right there, and you see that she's in there, you're looking. You're going to look.
Yep.
You're just going to look.
I'm looking right now.
Well, it's not out yet, I didn't think.
Well, just a picture of the...
Does that look like a guy?
It does not. I have the weirdest boner right now. It's so weird.
Okay. Okay.
TMI.
Okay.
So TMI.
Can you say that? You can't say boner on the air, can you? I guarantee.
I think you can say boner.
You can say fugly, so boner's fine.
Okay. I would think so. Why was that bothering you when I said fugly?
I just because
that's how Michigan
that
played.
I understand.
I know. I'm a professional broadcaster, though.
We're all going for the button. It's like, oh my.
Nah, we're good. No, okay. Well, I heard a curse word on Saturday morning, but I'll leave that alone. Playboy was they were they knew they were going to get a bunch of pushback, bunch of feedback, so they posted letters to the editor from 1965 when they had the first African-American or black woman or whatever you want to call it who was in the issue in 1965. Miss Jennifer Jackson, if you're nasty. She was the first black playmate back then. And it says, I don't need the foldout in the March issue. There are too many Negroes at this university now. That came from somebody in 65. So they posted that.
That's the 60s.
And then they posted posted one that they got right now. It says, I grew up with Playboy and the sexy playmates in the issue. I'd like to congratulate Playboy on officially cowering to political correctness. I won't resubscribe for this.
Huh.
It's not political correctness. It's to create a controversy that gets people talking about it so they buy the magazine.
Yep.
Because some people don't realize there's porn for free. You don't have to get Playboy. You can look at your oogly boobilies for free. You don't have to get the Playboy.
Click on images.
Anyway, you watch. This is going to be a huge issue.
So well, it's about sales or making history?
It's not about making history. It's about sales.
Because
they probably already have a transgender nudie magazine. Why wouldn't they? It's 2017. The rules are... There are no rules anymore in the world.
They
None.
Should have published it without telling you that she's transgender. They should have published it just as is.
And then said, psych, guess what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, That's what I would have done. Because that way, you know.
That's right.
People, it opens people's minds more. They would have no idea. This way they go in with preconceived notions.
Exactly. Looking for scars.
Right, exactly. But if they hadn't said anything about it, none would be the wiser.
So you said there's a whole magazine? Yeah. They have a magazine for transgender?
I don't know, but I would think by now in 2017 that they would.
What's it called? Nuts and Bolts?
Could be.
Hmm.
Anyway, so there you go. That was the thing that had everybody all riled up over the weekend.
I'm watching it. I'm looking at it.
All right, coming back, observations from Paul. Now, this better be good.
Well.
I had a really good weekend. I really did, with the exception of Saturday night.
Well, you had your medicine first. So.
I did. Mm-hmm. Danny got his medicine. Your daddy got his medicine. But other than that, it was a really good weekend. And I think it was just because the weather was so glorious and gorgeous.
It didn't seem real. It was so perfect.
I know. It was awesome. Well, it's over, just so you know. All right. So 7:05 or 6, rather. We'll come back. Paul's observations. And thanks to the people who came out to the remote, except for you, Diane. Nice. I'll explain coming up. It's Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQO, Sylvania Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Q105 traffic.
This look at your right now traffic is also brought to you by Chili's. There are no accidents to report. Drive safely, people. Beep, beep. This has been a look at your right now traffic.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, North.